WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Agents from Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, raided a local business in Newark, New Jersey without a warrant, says Mayor Ross Baraka, who also claims citizens and a military veteran were rounded up along with undocumented workers at Ocean Seafood Depot. CBS News New York's Ali Bauman spoke with the owner.
Do you think that this is going to deter your other employees from showing up to work?
Yes, exactly. That's the question. That's not really helping my business, obviously. Or any business.
And Newark's mayor went on to claim that ICE's actions were in violation of the Fourth Amendment. When we asked ICE for more information on the operation, a spokesperson told us that since it's an ongoing investigation, there's no further info.
New Jersey's two Democratic senators are calling for an explanation. CBS's Taureen Small reports President Trump's nominee for defense secretary cleared a procedural hurdle in the Senate.
A confirmation standoff could be imminent after two Senate Republicans broke ranks to try to block the confirmation of Trump's embattled defense secretary pick. The Senate Thursday voted 51-49 to advance former Fox News host Pete Hegseth's nomination. Hegseth is accused of sexual misconduct and alcohol abuse, among other allegations, which he has denied.
Sources confirmed to CBS News that Secretary of State Marco Rubio is instructing State Department staff to suspend any application requesting an X sex marker. Psychiatrist Jack Turbin is director of the Gender Psychiatry Program at UC San Francisco, and he says there is a lot of panic.
A lot of trans adults, I think, realize that things would be a lot worse under this administration. I know a lot of them were planning on preparing their passports or making plans to leave the country.
President Trump is scheduled to tour fire devastation in Southern California Friday. It's not known if Trump will meet with Governor Gavin Newsom, a target of his criticism over how the fires have been handled. CBS News Los Angeles' Tom Waite.
People here in the fire zones are exasperated. They're heartbroken. They're devastated. They've lost everything in many cases. And the last thing they want right now is to deal with politics. They want that taken out of the situation. They just want help. They want to recover and they want to rebuild.
In New Orleans, dealing with the snow cleanup.
This Gulf Coast city doesn't have its own snow plows, but was able to hire 14 plows and crew from an Indiana company just before the storm hit.
The snow plows that we have engaged have been doing tremendous work.
New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell, the last couple of afternoons have been sunny and above freezing, which has helped.
WWL's Chris Miller. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
I'm Brittany Merlot with WXCO News, your news roundup in a quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WXCO website at BullFallsRadio.com.
It's the Bucks and the Heat. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks flew back today after getting snowed out in New Orleans last night. Their game against the Pelicans to be rescheduled. Tonight, they're at home against the Miami Heat. The Bucks have 13 games left before the All-Star break, 9 of them on the road. At 24-17, can they hold on to that fourth place spot in the East? Damian Lillard.
We got to be there mentally. You know, we got to be engaged. We got to be disciplined, and we got to be together.
NFL former Lions offensive coordinator Ben Johnson held his first press conference as the new head coach of the Chicago Bears.
I've got tremendous amount of respect for the coaches and the players in this league. Haven't competed against them for the last 6 years. Dan Campbell, Kevin O'Connell, you're talking about two guys that are up for Coach of the Year awards as the season ends here. And to be quite frank with you, I kind of enjoyed beating Matt LaFleur twice a year.
That's the Bears' Ben Johnson with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. We are hitting the height of award season buzz. The granddaddy of them all, the Academy Awards, are right around the corner, and the nominations are officially out. Let's start off in the category everyone is on pins and needles about, Best Sound. Just kidding. There's pretty much something for everyone, as 10 films from several genres have been recognized in the Best Picture category. Leading the nominations this year is the foreign film Emilia Perez with 13 nominations. The musical tells the story of a drug kingpin struggling with gender-affirming issues. Close behind Emilia were The Brutalist List and Wicked with 10 nominations apiece. Conclave and A Complete Unknown also made an impressive showing with 8 noms each. Rounding out the nominees in the Best Picture category were independent films Nickel Boys, Anora, The Substance, I'm Still Here, and the blockbuster Dune 2. There is your list of movies to check out before March 2. You have 6 weeks. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price for the overnight. Clear to mostly clear skies, lows between 5 and 10 below. Thankfully, our winds light. More clouds on the way Friday, a chance of some flurries and some light snow, with high temperatures warming to the middle to upper teens. Currently 7 degrees below zero.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Big show on a Friday. Make sure to join us, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, former Wisconsin Badger Brady Ewing, and Peter Rapine of E-Bombs World. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO, home of the Chad Holmes Show.
Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Breaking news, a federal judge in Seattle just blocked Donald Trump's executive order ending birthright citizenship. Judge Kogenhauer, if I'm pronouncing it right, he's a Ronald Reagan appointee, scolded the government attorneys, telling them, quote, "I've been on the bench for over 4 decades. I can't remember another case where the question presented is as clear as this one. This is a blatantly constitutional order." So, we'll see where this goes. On the line with us is Jim Stewartson. He's the co-host of the Radicalized Truth Survives podcast and writes the mind-war.com, substack, which if you don't subscribe to it, I strongly recommend. He's also on Truth Social as Jim-Stewartson, dot all that stuff, BSKY dot social. Jim, welcome back to the program. You were writing about this, actually, your article was Soft on Crime, the Rule of QAnon, and the U.S. Attorney for Washington, D.C., along with Mike Flynn and some of these other QAnon people. What's the story here? What's going on?
Well, in the midst of all of the chaos and intentional sort of drama that's going on, a lot of these sort of lower down replacements are happening without much fanfare. Mm-hmm. And I think it's important to point out some of the more dangerous ones, even if it's just by example. Ed Martin is a Christo-fascist lunatic. Let's just put it out there. If you look in his bio, it says right now, U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia. And then right below that is PhyllisSchlafly.com. Ed Martin is basically the face of Phyllis Schlafly's legacy. And if people don't know who that woman is, she's one of the most dangerous and anti-democratic figures, in my opinion, in American history.
She used to be all over the media.
What's that?
And she used to be all over the media. And in the first 10 years or so that I was doing this program, at least once a year, she would come on this program and debate me.
That's fascinating. Because, Ed Martin is her, disciple.
Interesting. Like, yeah.
So
Eagle Forum, she had this thing called the Eagle Forum. And she was the lead opponent to the Equal Rights Amendment. I mean, Phyllis Schlafly is the reason why the Equal Rights Amendment didn't get through ratification on time.
And also Phyllis Schlafly was largely responsible for the birth of the pro-life movement.
Yes.
Right? The anti-abortion movement.
Yeah, she was fanatically anti-abortion.
And one of the interesting things about that is her partner, one of her best friends, was Helen Flynn, Mike Flynn's mom.
Oh, interesting.
Yes, what they were dear friends. And Mike Flynn used to get dragged to Phyllis Schlafly's events.
What happened.
And Helen would call, would say it's forced family fun, that according to Mike Flynn. Mm-hmm. At any rate, so these people are connected very deeply. Also, Mike Flynn has a nonprofit, I'm not sure if you're aware of it, called America's Future. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting that it's named America's Future because it was named by Phyllis Schlafly's good friend Jack Singlob in 1946. Because Jack Singlob, who was a strident anti-communist, basically felt that the wrong side won World War II. Yeah. And so he started, he started America's Future, which was one of the main sort of mouthpieces for Phyllis Schlafly for
decades.
So
Mike Flynn has taken this over, or he's reinvented?
Has taken it over. So briefly, here's the story about how that happened. Singlob, at 98 years old, Singlob was a co-founder of the CIA. That's how old that dude is. At 98 years old, in 2020, he wrote a letter from America's Future to Bill Barr saying, please, can you drop the charges on the patriot Mike Flynn? And then in May of 2020, Bill Barr did.
Now, is he still alive, Singlob?
No, he died at 100 years old in 2021.
Wow, amazing.
So Singlob was one of the main actors in Iran-Contra, right? Mm-hmm. He was one of the people in Central America working for Reagan, doing deals for drugs and guns and all of that stuff. And the person, as I'm sure you know, who helped cover up Iran-Contra was Bill Barr.
Yeah. Well, the Christmas Eve massacre, I mean, that was December 24th, 1992, as George Herbert Walker Bush had lost the election and was going to have to leave office in 3 weeks. And the Iran-Contra investigation, they'd already nailed five people, including the Weinberger. And it was Bill Barr who was the attorney general at the time, and he advised George Herbert Walker Bush. I've written several pieces about this over at Hartman Report, lengthy pieces with lots of links and all kinds of stuff. He mm-hmm. advised George Herbert Walker Bush to pardon all of them in order to shut down the investigation, because the investigation would have shown that the Reagan campaign was working with the Iranians to screw Jimmy Carter. You know, and that was the end of the Iran-Contra investigation. Not to mention, using the money from the Iranians, selling the Iranians weapons to buy guns and ship them down to Central America.
Indeed. Yeah. So Singlob was in the middle of all of that.
Wow.
And at the time, Mike Flynn was a young officer in Central America, running psychological warfare operations and assisting Singlob. He brags about it.
Wow.
So all of this goes way back, is the point.
Yeah.
But as we move to, closer to the future, right? Or closer to the present, I should say, on just as an example, on October 28th, 2020, Ed Martin went on Twitter and quote tweeted Mike Flynn with WWG1WGA.
Where we go one, we go all. This is the slogan of QAnon.
That is the QAnon slogan.
Yeah, he's usually, from what I can see on his Twitter account, he's usually posting, Christian messages. But he also just refused to drop charges against two of the January 6th defendants for not showing up in court. This was just in today's news.
Yeah, I saw that. I'd be interested to see, where that goes. But,
now that he's the official prosecutor for D.C., I mean, maybe he's going to get more mainstream, you think?
No. Look at his Twitter feed now. It's he's a lunatic. He is a crusader.
Yeah.
But one of the things that is really important to understand about this whole strain, right, is that a lot of it comes literally from the Crusades.
Yeah, I mean, you look at Pete Hegseth, the tattoos on his chest.
Exactly. And there's a reason why Mike Flynn and Eric Prince and these guys are very, very passionate about Pete Hegseth. It's because he is part of this really ancient Christo-fascist crusader mentality that believes that, you know, the one true church, you know, needs to take over the world.
Yeah. So
and he's part of it. Frontline, you know, speaker for it.
Yeah, I get it. We're talking with Jim Stewartson, by the way. He's the co-host of the Radicalized Truth Survives podcast and writes the mind-war.com Substack. Jim-Stewartson, Stewartson, over on Blue Sky. Jim, what is the status? And by the way, we're going to hit a hard break here that I have no control over in about 2.5 minutes. What's the status of QAnon right now?
Well, just took over the government, basically.
How can you say that? I mean, you know, it's Trump likes QAnon because they bring him votes, but he's not QAnon, is he?
Oh, I mean, no. Trump was retweeting QAnon within weeks of its formation. Mm-hmm. He was perfectly aware of it the entire time. There's a reason why he put. So Ed Martin was not just a QAnon guy, but he helped create the insurrection on January 6th. He was there. His Eagle Forum was helping organize buses and all of that stuff. Like,
so he's running Eagle Forum now? Phyllis Schlafly's old organization? Or he's just affiliated with it?
No, he's the president of the Eagle Forum.
Oh, wow.
Or was until... Yeah. He became U.S. attorney for D.C.
Right. Wow.
Yeah. Kash Patel, for example, who is supposed to be the FBI director, and full disclosure, filed a lawsuit against me in Nevada, is an open, like, blatant QAnon promoter.
Right.
Right. And is also one of Mike Flynn's, you know, good friends, and is being pushed by QAnon and that entire side of things. So, you know, where is QAnon now? And I'm being a little flip about QAnon taking over the government, but not really. Yeah. Like, these people, the whole Christo-fascist thing, the QAnon thing, and a lot of this neo-Nazi stuff that we're seeing, you know, Elon Musk be very blatant about, these all have
it's all kind of the same stuff. So has QAnon been growing in the last couple of years? I mean, I think most people's latest or last recollection of them was, you know, down in Dallas waiting for John Kennedy to show up.
That's unfortunately just terrible reporting.
Yeah, I get it.
Because QAnon is not just these kooky people, you know, doing kooky stuff. At this point, you know, there are tens and tens and tens of millions of people who have absorbed that ideology and literally believe it.
Around the world.
In America.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, even several years ago, it was up to, I think, 25% of people, you know, had some belief in a democratic cabal that was, you know, trying to take over, right?
Amazing.
And it has not gotten any better.
Jim, I'm out of time here. Check out the Radicalized Truth Survives podcast and mind-war.com for Jim's Substack. Jim, thanks a lot for dropping by.
Thanks for having me.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Taking back the mainstream media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week. I'll be right back with you. Stay tuned.
Everyone, if you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-540-2100. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-540-2100. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-540-2100.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Where are you at with dome stadiums?
Oh, love them. Snow games are awesome, but it's also a risk of injuries and everything.
Give me a dome anytime. I don't want to see elite athletes running on snow like it's me playing out there and tripping and slipping. I want to watch those guys run. I want the receivers to run and catch their passes. I want to see great athletes being great athletes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Seems everywhere in the state, housing has just gotten so expensive. Our current president ran on promises to help the middle class, and I'd like to know what he's going to do about the housing shortages. I went through the executive orders. I read through the speech transcript a couple of times. Nothing he really said or did in the first couple days has anything to do with helping the middle class.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself. Surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Hey, are you ready to move easily and independently without pain or stiffness holding you back? Want to look in a mirror and see a plump, hydrated glow instead of more fine lines and wrinkles? Discover Native Path Collagen, made with only type 1 and type 3 collagen fibers, the two most important types that make up 90% of the collagen in your body. Found in your cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, and gut, types 1 and 3 provide maximum benefits without the need for unnecessary fillers. Native Path Collagen is a single ingredient formula with no fillers, additives, or artificial sweeteners. Plus, it's third-party tested for heavy metals, ensuring purity and safety. It's completely flavorless. Native Path Collagen can be added to anything, coffee, soups, smoothies, you name it. Its peptide formula makes it more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed more easily and mixes perfectly without clumping. And you can get 3 or 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other brands. Visit getnativepath.com/Hartman and start your transformation today. That's Get, G-E-T, getnativepath.com/Hartman with two N's at the end. Getnativepath.com/Hartman. Welcome back. 24 minutes past the hour, and I beg your pardon? Oh, Ellie is with us. Oh, great. I somehow missed that. Ellie Krug is with us, the attorney, founder, and president of Human Inspiration Works, LLC, and the author of Getting to Ellen, a memoir about love, honesty, and gender change. Ellie Krug, ELLIEKRUG.com, and on Twitter, at Ellie Krug. I'm not finding you on Blue Sky. Are you there, Ellie?
I am, Tom. Hi, how are you? Thanks for having me back. I am on Blue Sky.
Cool. And how do people find you there?
At Ellie Krug on Blue Sky.
Cool.
Yep.
Cool. So, Ellie, the illegal trans woman, for people who, you've been on our program before, and you have a show on our affiliate in Minneapolis, KTNF, but for people who are not familiar with you and haven't caught you in previous appearances, you want to give us a 1 or 2 minute snapshot of who you are and why you're here.
Sure. Thanks, Tom. Thanks for having me. So, I have the dubious distinction of being the first lawyer in Iowa to ever transition genders. I did it in 2009 after having been a civil trial lawyer for almost 30 years. I lost my law practice, moved to the Twin Cities to start all over again. And part of my restart included me becoming a radio host on KTNF AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. That started in about 2015. I've had a number of different shows. One show, the Ellie 2.0 radio, lasted about 350 episodes. And my last show of that iteration was on the Friday after the election that put Donald Trump back in office, because that show was about idealism and how people are trying to make the world better. Excuse me. There's no way I could continue to do something along that vein. And instead, I needed to do something far more dramatic. And so I started a new show, The Illegal Trans Woman, which it takes its name from Project 2025 that wants to make trans people and trans ideology, whatever the heck that is, illegal. And I have... I have been doing that show every Saturday since early November.
Ellie, Saturdays at 4 o'clock. I'm going to hit a hard break here right now. Can you hold on over the break and we can just wrap this conversation up on the other side of it?
Sure.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. I apologize for bringing you in so late in the hour. Ellie Krug is with us, the attorney, founder, and president of Human Inspiration Works. Author of Ellen, a memoir of love, honesty, and gender change. Ellie Krug, KRUG.com.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
And we'll be right back with Ellie for a few minutes, and then we'll be picking up your calls, so stay tuned.
Watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv. That's T-H-O-M.tv to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv. Tag, you're it.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
CBS News Brief. Newark, New Jersey Mayor Roz Baraka says federal immigration agents raided a local business without a warrant. CBS's Ali Bauman.
The owner of this fish market tells me that about a dozen ICE agents showed up unannounced, asked to check his employee's identification, and ended up taking three people into custody.
The mayor says the raid involved a military veteran and undocumented individuals. A federal judge has paused President Trump's order ending birthright citizenship.
And no surprises there. Too bad. You know, it's just the way it is. Too bad.
Trump will fly to California in a few hours to see wildfire devastation. It's not known if he'll meet Governor Gavin Newsom.
Governor Newsom has said that he actually hasn't had any contact with President Trump since his first term. But in the past, in the first Trump administration, Newsom and Trump had both said that they were able to work together during certain situations. So we'll see if that plays out later today.
CBS's Tom Waite, CBS News Brief.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Schwabba. Oscar nominations came out yesterday. 10 movies were nominated for Best Picture. But in the Best Supporting Actor category, there were 5 nominees, including Yura Borisov for Anora, Edward Norton for his role opposite Timothy Chalamet in the Bob Dylan biopic, A Complete Unknown. Guy Pearce was nominated for his role in The Brutalist. Kieran Culkin for the comedy drama A Real Pain. And his Succession co-star Jeremy Strong drew a nomination for his part in The Apprentice. A Complete Unknown, The Brutalist, and Anora all drew Best Picture nominations as well. In the Best Supporting Actress category, it was more good news for A Complete Unknown as Monica Barbaro was nominated, to no one's surprise. Ariana Grande got a nod for her role in the blockbuster Wicked. Felicity Jones for The Brutalist. Isabella Rossellini is up for her role in Conclave. And after showing her musical side, the Academy recognized Zoe Saldana for her role in Amelia Perez. Every film these actresses were in was also nominated for Best Picture. Nice job, girls. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It's the Bucks and the Heat. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks flew back today after getting snowed out in New Orleans last night. Their game against the Pelicans to be rescheduled. Tonight, they're at home against the Miami Heat. The Bucks have 13 games left before the All-Star break, 9 of them on the road. At 24-17, can they hold on to that fourth place spot in the East? Damian Lillard.
We got to be there mentally. You know, we got to be engaged. We got to be disciplined, and we got to be together.
NFL former Lions offensive coordinator Ben Johnson held his first press conference as the new head coach of the Chicago Bears.
I've got tremendous amount of respect for the coaches and the players in this league. Haven't competed against them for the last 6 years. Dan Campbell, Kevin O'Connell, you're talking about two guys that are up for Coach of the Year awards as the season ends here. And to be quite frank with you, I kind of enjoyed beating Matt LaFleur twice a year.
That's the Bears' Ben Johnson with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price for the overnight. Clear to mostly clear skies. Lows between 5 and 10 below. Thankfully, our winds light. More clouds on the way Friday. A chance of some flurries and some light snow, with high temperatures warming to the middle to upper teens. Currently 7 degrees below zero.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Luke Mathers joins us now.
The Bucks were playing, the Badgers were hosting Minnesota, and I couldn't get either of those games on YouTube TV.
Years later, they're going to look back at this and go, oh my God, how did you guys get through it? I mean,
things don't happen in a vacuum, though, and you have to elect people that will break up these giant monopolies and allow us to watch our favorite teams in peace.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, weekday morning 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Pete Hegseth, confirmation hearing.
I've never disparaged women serving in the military.
Except for, you know, the podcast interview in like late November of 2024 when he said women in combat weaken the military. Except for that, Pete, did you get body snatched? Are you not the same guy that sat down in the Brosphere podcast?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pat Kreitlow.
Friday morning, we'll ask our Week in Review panel to weigh in on whether the new Trump administration is on track or is already a train wreck.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Up to 90% off FedEx rates. What are you waiting for? 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation. Plus, 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Calm the chaos of order fulfillment with the shipping software that delivers. Switch to ShipStation today. Go to ShipStation.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, to sign up for your free trial. That's ShipStation.com. And the code for your free trial is TOM, T-H-O-M, ShipStation.com, code TOM. And welcome back. Ellie Krug is still with us, the attorney, founder, president, Human Inspiration Works, LLC, author of Getting to Ellen, a memoir about love, honesty, and gender change. ELLIEKRUG.com, her website, at Ellie Krug, on both Twitter and Blue Sky. Ellie, you were in the middle of a story. You want to reboot that?
No worries, Tom. It's okay. I understand how radio works. So I was just saying that I'd had an idealistic, idealism-focused radio show on AM 950. When Trump got elected, I couldn't continue to do that. And instead, I really needed to address transgender rights in our country and become an even more full-throated advocate for trans and gender-expansive people. So I started the Illegal Trans Woman. We're into, I don't know, starting our third month of that show. And it's about advocating for my community with a variety of different guests. So, you know, and on top of that, Tom, I'm also reeling as a result of what's happened with Trump and with his executive orders.
Yeah, his executive order yesterday or day before yesterday, basically stripping, essentially declaring trans people illegal, you know, or non-existent in the United States was just pretty breathtaking, pretty awful. How are trans people dealing with this? How is your community dealing with this? This has got to be a difficult one, Ellie.
Not very well. I mean, you know, in literally with the stroke of a pen, our government went from our protector to our oppressor, and not only oppressor, but I mean, messaging, signaling, saying out loud, we seek to erase you. We do not want transgender people in our society. Project 2025 had called, and they're following that game plan 100%, had called to make transgender ideology, whatever the heck that is, illegal, to outlaw it. And Trump has started down that road. The very difficult application of all of this is that when it comes to interacting with the government seeks to force us, it's called reversion, force us to go back to what were our prior identities before we transition genders, like name as and gender markers. And for many transgender people, including me, that is unacceptable, forcing me to go back to an identity that did not work for me and that was not who I truly am.
Yeah. What can people who want to be allies to the trans community do? I mean, is there a website? Is there an organization that we can support? Is there, and also, Ellie, is your show, are you also pushing that out as a podcast?
Yes, The Illegal Trans Woman goes, it airs on Saturdays at 4 o'clock as CST, and then goes into podcast after that. I mean, certainly, follow me, you know, listen to my podcast, follow me on social media. That would be great. My website is elliekrug.com. But Tom, specifically, what can people do? Most importantly, right now, what they can do is write checks. They can write checks to Lambda Legal. They can write checks to the American Civil Liberties Union. They can write checks to Mark Elias. They can do they can send money to organizations that are going to court. They are going to court to fight what the Trump administration is attempting to do to erase trans people and gender expansive people.
Yeah, well, that's great. And Lambda Legal, you know, has been around for a long, long time. I mean, I remember them back in the AIDS days, if I'm recalling correctly.
Lambda was one of the, you know, one of the lead legal organizations to get us marriage equality.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Ellie, thank you so much for dropping by. Thanks for doing this work. Thanks for having the courage to speak out and for having, you know, a couple of great programs on KTNF, our beloved affiliate in Minneapolis. And I wish you the very best, and thank you for dropping by on our program today.
Thanks for having me back, Tom, and thanks for all that you're doing as well.
My pleasure.
Right?
My pleasure.
We'll get through it together.
Oh,
bye-bye.
Yeah. There you go. Thank you, Ellie. Ellie Krug, ELLIEKRUG.com. Check it out. You know, sign up, join up, whatever you can do. So, picking up your calls here today, Tim in Hickory, North Carolina. Hey, Tim, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Can you hear me okay?
Just fine, yeah.
Okay, super. I could talk about a thousand things. There's so much going on, but the reason I called was because I've been, since North Carolina is a battleground state, I've been trying to do my best to be in contact with my representatives. And I emailed Tom Tillis about HESGEF and some of the things that they were doing. And I saw also that he was willing to speak out against the pardons, on the J6 pardons. Mm-hmm. And so I pushed back and said, hey, thanks for doing that. I even changed my party affiliation to independent and said I will support him in the Republican primary if he has the courage to act now. And so that was kind of the good news piece. And I see through the media that he is kind of wavering about HESGEF, which maybe he can start a movement. Mm-hmm. But the reason I want to call is because I also wrote to Pat Harrigan, I'm in the 10th district in North Carolina, and he was elected this year. And I wrote him saying he's a retired military Green Beret type. So mm-hmm. I said, hey, I'm a retired lieutenant colonel, Air Force Navigator. Mm-hmm. When I met you the first time in Washington, I used to work at the Pentagon, so I'm familiar. But so I contacted him saying, could you speak out against these pardons, especially since one of the people who was pardoned was pretty directly responsible for the death of a U.S. Air Force veteran, Capitol Police Officer Nicknick. Yeah. You know, he's buried at Arlington. Yeah. So I wrote him, and so I wanted to say what he wrote me back. It's one quick paragraph. I thought sure. You might like to see what they're actually saying to their people.
This is from a Republican? A Republican member of Congress?
This is from Pat Harrigan, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, my Republican member of Congress in the 10th district.
Okay.
So, dear Dr. Penn, thank you for contacting me, blah, blah, blah. So, on his first day in office, President Trump exercised his constitutional authority to pardon 1,500 individuals and commute the sentences of 14 individuals present at the Capitol on January 6, 2021, fulfilling a promise he made directly to the American people. President Trump has displayed leadership rooted in honesty and accountability, and he was transparent about his intentions and directly followed through with action. Now, here's the best part. In contrast, President Biden claimed he would not pardon his own son, but ended his presidency by pardoning his entire family. This action did not serve justice or transparency, but rather created more doubt about the motives of those in power. And here's the best part. The American people deserve leaders like President Trump who are honest and upfront about their stances.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
That's what I got.
Incredible. Well, Tim,
isn't that incredible?
Yeah. These people have no shame.
The false equivalency is astonishing. And I'm going to try and write it back and say, I don't recall any member of Biden's family beating up and causing
the death
of a police
officer.
Policeman.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, that's nuts. Tim, thank you for sharing that with us. That's incredible. Thank you so much.
That's where we are.
Yeah, it absolutely is. Yeah, thanks, Tim. Yeah. Bob in Clearwater, Florida. Hey, Bob, thanks for listening to WMNF. What's up?
Hey, Tom. Just a heads up. I know that every day the algorithm changes on Facebook, but this week I started getting all kinds of reports and headlines from Epoch Times.
Yeah, I thought, E-P-O-C-H. Oh, kind of
exactly. And these things look, you know, completely generic. Forever chemicals in drinking water linked to rising cancer rates. U.S. economic indicators inch down amid low consumer confidence.
Yeah.
This kind of thing. And breaking news. Judge blocks Trump order, you know, things like this. And I thought, boy, they've got like the sheep's clothing is very heavy on these wolves today. And I just thought I'd give a heads up for people. If they start seeing things, take it all with a grain of salt, because they're kind of like going out there. Oh, we're just a normal news outlet, and we're putting out this stuff. And
no, it's a hardcore right wing group that is based out of China, aren't they?
Yeah, it's the Falun Gong organization.
Falun Gong, yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every year, I haven't gone every year since COVID, but, you know, for 20 years, every year I've been going to New York for the Talkers Conference. You know, it's all the talk radio hosts in the country get together. And Epoch Times has been sponsoring them for a long time now. They're because most talk radio in America is conservative. I mean, you know, it's me and Tavis Smiley and you know, me and two or three liberal talk show hosts and 200 right-wingers or 300 right-wingers. And Epoch Times is all over it. I'm guessing that they're paying for those placements on Facebook.
Yeah.
I haven't seen
them. I'm pretty sure they are, yeah.
You know, yeah, I'm guessing. Bob, thanks for the call and thanks for the heads up on that. It's amazing. 45 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls right after this. Stay with us. It's the Tom Hartman program. Speaking the truth, Donald Trump would really rather you didn't know all about. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Back with your calls right after this.
Everyone, if you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-550-7400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-550-7400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-550-7400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Mike Siegel. Hey, Mike.
When I look back on all those years on the road and going on two-lane highways in northern Wisconsin in the dead of winter, could have been like 10 below outside. One deer jumps out in front of me. I was like, I'm done here.
You're in a ditch and they're not going to find you for 3 days. Dead deer carcass over there and a dead comedian carcass.
Holding his date book.
Somebody might want to call and cancel him at Zany's next week in Chicago.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Jack Smith's report. Maggie, prosecutors considered charging Trump with inciting insurrection, but didn't.
There's an old saying, if you shoot at the king, don't miss. If it's someone who's really powerful or really rich, I gotta be absolutely certain I can prove every charge beyond a reasonable doubt. When it's people that don't have means, then it's I'll throw every conceivable charge at you.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Hey, it's a new year and time to make a difference. Have you been thinking about supporting a cause that really matters? Now's the time to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. FFRF is a leading voice for the separation of church and state. They're standing up for your rights as a non-religious free thinker, whether it's protecting public schools from religious influence, defending freedom of thought, or advocating for science and reason in government. And when you become a member, you're not just joining a cause, you're joining a community. You'll get access to exclusive content like their Free Thought Today newspaper, events with top thinkers and activists, and so much more. Ready to take action? Visit ffrf.us/Hartman with two N's at the end. Or text my name, Hartman, to 511-511 to become a member today. Together, we can make 2025 the year we protect our religious liberties like never before. Text fees may apply. That's ffrf.us/Hartman or text Hartman, two N's at the end, to 511-511. ffrf.us/Hartman. Together we can get things done. Every voice, every hand. Together we can make a stand. Tag your interests, join the fight for a future for what's right. Welcome back. 52 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Alfredo in Mountain View, California. Hey, Alfredo, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Thank you for taking my call. I saw another documentary on HBO called 537 Votes, and it's about the 2000 election that was stolen from Al Gore. Mm-hmm. And interestingly, one of the primary figures in it is Roger Stone. And
yes.
Roger Stone, as you know,
he organized the Stop the Steal thing down in Miami. Yeah, absolutely.
Correct. He was one of the architects. And he was also involved on the 2016 election. That in order to steal, and they say this, in order to steal an election, you have to accuse the Democrats of stealing an election. That's how they steal the elections. But... And this is exactly what Trump did. He kept saying constantly that the election was stolen all the time, and he continues to do that. But I have a question for you. Donald Trump, when the insurrection occurred, he stated that he wished he stayed in office. He didn't want to leave. And now that he is in power, and now that he has freed all these criminals that were involved in the insurrection, I don't think this guy is going to leave office even if he loses. What are your thoughts on that?
In 4 years, Donald Trump will be 82. He might be the Energizer Bunny, I don't know, but 82 is pushing it. You know, I'm not so concerned about that as I would have been 4 years ago, Alfredo.
Well, the Supreme Court has basically given him the authority to do whatever he wants.
You're right.
And even if he's not able to continue, the predecessors of Trump are going to use the same playbook, and they're going to try to stay in power and not allow elections anymore. I mean, yeah. that's what I fear.
Yeah, the subsequent presidents. Yeah, no, I get it, and I have a horrible feeling that he has changed American politics forever. Hopefully, the Democrats are learning the lesson that you've got to campaign 24/7, 365. You know, all 4 years, you've got to be out there every day, or at least every other day, pushing what you're doing. You've got to be bragging about your successes. You know, we live in the era of social media now, and the Democrats have, are still in the Walter Cronkite era, and they need to wake the hell up. Alfredo, thank you very much. Mark in Celestine, Indiana. Hey, Mark, what's up?
Yeah, hey, Tom, I know we're up against the line here real quick. First thing before I forget, there's a book out, I think, I heard about it from Stan Gottbold. I think he's a scholar on Jimmy Carter. There's a book about the Carter presidency called The Outlier. Mm-hmm. It's called The Unfinished Presidency of Jimmy Carter. I know you said there didn't know if there was a book out there on it. I heard about it. And then second thing I wanted to point out, I was watching a PBS NewsHour last night, and I think it's the CDC and the FDA. Trump has imposed an executive order that they should not release any literature until it's approved by one of his political appointees.
Right.
And Tom, do you think this is a chance to way for him to try to prevent national health care insurance? Because I'm a severely disabled man, and that's not good things. I mean, you're keeping information from people that need information away from people that possibly need treatment, you know, could prevent serious injury or even death.
Yeah, and they also just disrupted a whole lot of really good scientific research, including a fairly massive amount of cancer research. 300,000 people, billions of dollars in research just got pulled. NPR actually did a good story on that this morning. I'm very concerned about it. I don't think that this is an effort to prevent national health care. I don't think national health care is even going to be on the calendar for the next 4 years. It's not even going to be an issue. But I do think that this is like buying into the whole QAnon thing and the Bob Kennedy thing that, the liberals are weaponizing pandemics, you know, and disease to scare you and control you and end democracy and all this kind of BS. I think that's what it's really. And also you got the evangelical Christians who just hate science. Mark, thank you for the call. I'm sorry to hear about your situation. I hope you. I hope you can get access to information soon. Thanks so much for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the people around you. Stay safe, and I'll catch up with you tomorrow.
Been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline. online right now, we guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio WXCO, home of the Big High School Sports Show.
Ooh, let's unplug from the politics and rock some local tunes on Max Inc. This week, we welcome Or Does It Explode and Chicago Blues Hall of Famer Paul Flipwitz. It's Max Inc. Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Alba Show.
What's worse, fast drivers or slow drivers? Karina listening on WAUK in Milwaukee.
Slow drivers are the worst. They think too slow. They stop in the middle of the highway to think about where they're going. Maybe they need to turn left and right. They're changing lines for, oh my God, I can do all day long.
Karina,
yes,
can you tell us what you really think?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. President Trump will be on his way to California within hours to get a look at wildfire devastation there. CBS News Los Angeles' Tom Waite says there may or may not be a meeting with the governor.
Governor Newsom here in California has said that he wants to take the politics out of the fire assistance. But, you know, he's also made statements about the incoming Trump administration that Mr. Trump has interpreted it as being hostile. For his part, President Trump refers to the governor as Governor Newscum. That's his favorite nickname for him.
The White House press secretary said late Thursday evening that federal authorities have arrested, quote, 538 illegal immigrant criminals and deported hundreds. This as Newark, New Jersey Mayor Roz Baraka charged ICE agents raided a local company without a warrant. CBS News New York's Ali Bauman spoke.